Hey, and welcome back to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland. So let's talk about my favourite subjects, one of my favourite subjects, procrastination. Procrastination is the act of delaying or putting off tasks until the last minute or past their deadline. No matter how well organised and committed you are, chances are that you find yourself fritting hours away, watching TV, updating your social media status, or even shopping online, when you really should have been spending that time maybe on work or something else. Does it sound familiar? Whether you're putting off finishing a work project or avoiding important actions, procrastination can have a major impact on your job, your career, and your life. Remember that time you thought you had a week left to finish a project that was really due the next day? Remember? How about the time you decided not to rewrite your resume because you didn't feel like doing it right now and the great job came along that you needed to apply for? We often assume that projects won't take as long to finish as they really will, which can actually lead to a false sense of security when we believe that we still have all the time in the world to complete these tasks. Two of the biggest factors contributing to procrastination is the notion that, one, we have to have things just right, aka perfectionism, or the false insecurity of we have enough time. Let's get a few things straight right now. Time waits for no woman. And perfectionism and procrastination work together hand in hand, look like this, to steal your focus, your dreams from you. And here is the truth that all of us who are building our careers needs to know. Perfectionism is not excellence. It's procrastination based in fear. So let me ask you these questions. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the time to be right? Are you waiting for the moment you feel you have all the puzzle pieces? Maybe you're waiting for the phase when you have enough uninterrupted time. Are you waiting until you feel like it? Or are you going to keep waiting all the while feeling bad about not doing anything? See what I mean? When you chase perfection, you set yourself up for disappointment. And all too easily, it is used as a form of procrastination. Let me tell you, there's never a perfect moment that you will feel completely ready. Never, absolutely not. When you chase perfection, you set yourself up for disappointment. And all too easily, that perfectionism is used as a form of procrastination. I'm going to repeat that again. There's never a perfect moment that you will feel completely ready. No one feels completely capable or has unlimited funds, time, and energy to achieve their goals. And let me share something else with you as well. Everyone is terrified of failure, looking foolish, and letting others down. It's not about waiting for the time to be right. It's about taking action because your vision is worth it. So let you know I'm linked to listicles. Let me share some ways you can curb your procrastination. One, do something. It doesn't have to be perfect. Focus on the fact that you actually took action. Two, re-examine your standards. My guess is that you're overly critical of yourself. Do this exercise often. Pretend your friend is asking your opinion about their performance at a particular task or a project or project results. What would you say? I bet your assessment of someone else's performance would not be as critical as it would be if you were critiquing yourself. Sometimes we just need some distance to be able to have the right perspective. Three, look at the big picture. Ask yourself if what you're worried about really matters. Will it matter next week? Will it matter next month? Will it matter next year? Probably not. So criticizing yourself over the situation won't help you either. Four, share your works in progress. Yep, that's right. Share the drafts, that have mistakes and typos. Just make sure it says drafts, have that caveat. And consider this a form of therapy that will help you fight the urge to make everything perfect before anyone sees it. 5, set more realistic goals. Rather than having my clients set the goal, I'll become CEO in my company, and then get themselves overwhelmed with the big dream and then freezing up and doing nothing, I work with them to break down the big dream into manageable steps. When looking at your big dreams, reverse engineer them and define what you need to do at each stage to achieve your goals. Then break your goals down into weekly action steps, maybe even daily small steps, so you don't put yourself into a constant state of worry and overwhelm, or you end up risking freezing your progress. Lastly, check your gut. Get into the habit of asking yourself, am I striving for excellence or demanding perfection? Remember that, excellence or perfection. Excellence is a worthy goal because it energizes and inspires. Perfectionism, however, wraps us up in guilt and ends our progress. Am I unrealistically comparing myself to an ideal, someone else, etc.? Ending the cycle of being unreasonably hard on yourself is a process that takes daily practice. And don't forget, you can hear more about perfectionism and comparisonitis in earlier episodes. As I said, these two can lead to procrastination. But the good news is, the fabulous news is, that procrastination can be overcome. You just need to understand what's causing it, what you're afraid of. What are you telling yourself that stops you in your tracks? If this sounds familiar and sounds like you, consider joining me in the This Woman Can Become program. This Woman Can Become kicks off in the new year, and it's my career and leadership program designed for women just like you who want to get to that next level in their careers, but keep getting in their own way, tripping over their own feet, putting their own obstacles in the way. And over the course of the program, you'll join a small cohort of like-minded, similarly positioned peers who not only want to learn from each other through monthly interactive expert-led workshops, but also compare notes in real time and learn from one another on monthly accountability calls. You'll also gain insights into who you are and what motivates you, and executive coaching with yours truly. So head over to www.janicesutherland.com, click on Become to add your name to the wait list and receive more information. I can't wait to have you join me in the program. Take care.